Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick look at choice of games. These are choice-based games. They're text games where you make choices and you play a story. Now, I had someone request this. I don't really like these, and I have a couple, I have one game that I play that I actually bought. But basically, the way this works is you can play these on iOS, Android, Steam, the web, and I think Kindle Fire. So I have this loaded onto my iPhone.
Hosted Games.
Hosted Games is part of the same company, but that is an app to play games that are generated by people. So if you wanted to make a game, you could, and then the company hosts it, and I think they split the profits with you. And then we have
choice of games.
Double tap to choice of games. This is the main app. There are dedicated apps that you can get with individual games, which is what I did a long time ago when I bought the game that I'm going to demo. But I found this app actually, it works a little bit better. So if I go in here,
choice of games, store, heading.
You're taken to the store.
Werewolf, The Apocalypse, The Book of Hungry Names, link. Hunter, The Reckoning, The Beast of Glen Kildove, link. Image, Honor Bound, link. Affairs of the Court, Choice of Romance, link. Image.
So there are Affairs a bunch of, the court, of stories.
Choice of Romance.
If you click on one.
Store, heading, Werewolf, The Orpheus Ruse, similar to, heading, Choice of the Vampire, link.
And let's image. Just click on Choice of the Vampire.
Choice, store, back, details, heading, Choice of the Vampire, heading level 1.
And this is my iPhone 11 running 18.4.1.
By Jason Stephen Hill, button, add favored, button.
But I believe this is accessible on Android as well. Because these are text-based games, they should be playable on essentially any platform as long as you have a modern browser. And I did test the demo of a game on Steam. That does work, so if you want to purchase games through Steam, you can. And they do work, I'm pretty sure. Although I don't like Steam, as you may know, and I think that is a last resort type of thing. If you're playing these from choiceofgames.com, you just click on the game you want. You can usually try, like, Chapter 1, I believe, at no charge. And then you can either buy it with your card directly on the site, or if you have it on Steam, you can. I think you can sign into Steam and transfer your purchase that way. Unfortunately, if you have these on iOS or Android, the billing is handled by the respective stores, so I don't think you can transfer those, and that was the problem I had. I bought this game I'm going to demo like 8 years ago, and I should have probably bought it directly on the site, but that's okay.
4.6.
So let's keep going here.
Stars out of 5. 1382. Ratings. Watch and add to play now. Button. Upgrade. Button. Restart. Button. Restore purchases. Button. Slake your thirst. Without becoming a monster. Blessed with the blood-soaked gift of immortality, will you tend the flock of humanity, or twist it to your whims? When a brash young country clashes with a brash young vampire, who will come out ahead? Read more. Button.
So, I'm not sure why it says upgrade.
Restart, upgrade, button.
If I click on that.
Choice of the Vampire, the Bat, and. Choice of the Vampire, the Siege of Vicksburg.
Oh, wait.
And Choice of the Vampire, the Battle of New Orleans. And remove all advertising from the game. Buy it now for $5.99. If you've already purchased, click here to. Restore purchases, link. Choice of the Vampire, unlock Volume 3 of the Epic Saga. Choice of the Vampire, The Fall of Memphis.
Yeah, so there's some that are free that have ads.
Buy it now for $5.99. But if you've already purchased Restore, Choice of the Vampire, Saint Louis, Unreal City, you are unable to purchase Volume 4 until you have purchased Volume 3.
Okay.
If you previously purchased the Choice of the Vampire 2, Fall of Memphis standalone app, but are unable to restore your purchase above, please email support link and we'll help you transfer your purchase. If you want the process to go even faster, you should make sure that you have a choiceofgames.com web store account by going here link. If you don't have an account yet, you'll need to make one. If you don't have here link.
All right, let's go back store, with the back, back gesture.
Store heading.
So that is the good thing. If you bought standalone apps, you usually, if you load the Choice of Games app, or I assume the Hosted Games app, those purchases should carry over. So you got things like that. There are tons of stories. If I touch the bottom of the screen,
$11.99. Link.
No, that's not what I want.
Tab bar. My library. Tab. 3 of 4. Search. Selected. Store. Tab. 1 of 4.
So there's the store.
Search. Tab. 2 of 4.
You can search if you're looking for something specific. There is a button in here as well that will notify you if there are new stories. So I assume those are just delivered as push notifications.
My library. Tab. 3 of 4.
We have my library. This lists the games that you have. Like I said, I just have one.
Settings. Tab. 4 of 4.
And settings. Let's take a quick look at settings, and then I'll show you one of the stories.
To restore purchases from ChoiceOwlGames.com. Settings. Heading.
Go here.
Registration. Heading level. Sign in. Button. To restore purchases from ChoiceOwlGames.com.
Okay, that's cool too. So if you've purchased games from choiceofgames.com, you can play them here if you sign into your account, which creating an account on the website is not very hard. And that's what I would recommend. If you want to play these, regardless of your platform, you're probably better off buying them on the website directly, because then you can use them pretty much everywhere except for Steam, I believe. But I really haven't looked into how they distribute their titles on Steam.
Notify me when a new game is available. Checkbox. Checked.
Yeah, that's on.
Double display. Heading low. Cap A. 1. 27.3%. Adjust. Cap A.
That's visual
white
stuff.
Radio. Sepia. White. Radio buttons. Black. Sphinx of Black Quartz. Animate between pages. Checkbox. Enable touch slide controls. Version 5. Need help. Support -iOS -omnibus at choiceowlgames.com. Tab bar. Store. Search. Tab.
So let's
2
look
of 4.
At my library.
My library. Tab.
Now
my library. Heading. Vampire. Link. Last played. Heading level. Choice of the Vampire. Heading level 2. Add favored. Button. Favorites. Heading level. Tap the heart icon to add purchased. Heading level. Add favored. The Orpheus Ruse. Heading level 2.
Oh, I think it added the Vampire game so I could play it for free.
Tab bar. The Orpheus Ruse. Heading level 2. Link.
So, the Orpheus Ruse. This is the game I bought. This is like a spy mystery novel where you're playing as this... You can transfer your consciousness between bodies, but I think if you're not in your own body for like a week, you die. So let me click on this.
My library. Back button. Details. The Orpheus Ruse by Paul Gresty. Add favored. Button. 4.1.
You can add it to your list of favorites. I don't really mess with that.
Stars out of 5. 137.
That's the rating.
Ratings.
That's the
play
ratings.
Now. Button. Restart. Button. Infiltrate the enemy as a psychic spy, leaping from body to body by touch. But when your own body is stolen, you'll race against time to find it before your mind disintegrates. Read more. Button.
You can hit read more. It will show you more information.
Sci-fi. Button. Comma. Near future. But. Separator. Word count. Row. 150,000. Column. Words. Column 2. Release date. Row. 2013. Column 2.
Yeah, this is a bit old.
Oct, column 2, 25, column
October
2,
25th.
Table, credits, button, similar games, heading level 1.
And you can view more games like it. So let's go ahead and play just a little bit of this game.
The Orpheus Ruse by Paul Adv, 4 stars, 100, play now, restart.
I'm going to actually restart.
Restart alert. Start over from the beginning. Erase my game. Button. Cancel. Button. Can't erase my game. Details. You're standing in the What do you chapter by Paul Gre- The Orpheus show stats.
So,
but details. Back but show stats. Button.
There's a stats button here. Some games like this one have stats. I think they impact different
show stat back button.
Different choices and things like that.
Stats. Heading. Achievements. Button.
Yeah, yes, there are different achievements that you can unlock. Let's take a quick
achievements,
look here.
Stats. Back achievements. Heading. You have unlocked 1 out of 13 possible achievements, earning you a score of 50 out of a possible 685 points. Great constructor. You have the power to rebuild and continue Robert Riker's legacy. There are still you have the power to rebuild and continue Robert Riker's legacy. 50 points. Great constructor. Great constructor. You have there are still 12 achievements remaining, including 3 hidden achievements. Architect of the Masquerade. Make the world forget the existence of psychics. Bringer of Destruction. Acquire the power to smash Robert Riker's legacy. Fifth espionage. Acquire the power to smash Robert Riker's legacy. 50 points. Espionage agent. Perform adequately in your quest. 25 points.
All right, so you can look at all those. I'm going to go back.
Back button. Stats. Achievements. The Orpheus Ruse. Image. Innate statistics. Image.
I think those innate are statistics. Pictures. I'm not sure what those are.
Name. Unspecified. Sex. Unspecified. Appearance. Unspecified. Deadliness. 10%. Hacking. 10%. Sociability. 10%. Trickery. 10%. Psyche. 90%. Empathy. 50%. Disregard. 50%. Idealism. 50%. Individualism. 50%. Discretion. 70%. Notoriety. 30%. Espionage. 0. Host statistics. Image. Name. No host. Sex. Unspecified. Description. Unspecified. Physique. 50%. Beauty. 50%. Vitality. 90%.
So these will change depending on what you're doing, obviously.
Next. Button. Next. Let's button. Just next. Click next. Details. Back. Show stat. The Orpheus Route by Paul Gre- Chapter. What do- Chapter 1. The Interloper. Image. S-H-A-R-V-I-N-I-T-I-P-E.
The Interloper. Oh, okay. It's going to read things weird. So I'm going to have this do a continuous read.
What do you see? What do you see? You're standing in the departure lounge of Chicago's O'Hare Airport, your nose fairly pressed against one of the room's large plate glass windows. Beyond, the night's blackness is washed away by yellow floodlights. A Boeing 747 taxis into position beside the jetway. It's the first time you've seen an airplane up close. I see airplanes. You see. I see lights. I see men in orange vests walking around. One of them is waving some lights up at the pilot in the plane. The man beside you smiles and scratches his jaw. His name is Zev Aronovich, and he is the only person you know who is special, like you. He places his hands on your shoulders and draws you back a couple of paces. Now look again, he says. Is it the same? You do, and at first it is. The same jumbo jet, the same ground crew. And then you see a difference. You see yourself, reflected, the lights of the departure lounge throwing you into sharp contrast against the blackness of the night sky outside. I see myself, you tell Zev. I see you, too. That's good, he says. Zev is tall, sort of stretched looking. He has short, curly hair and a short, frizzy beard. Again, now, he smiles through that beard. I'm really leaving, and never coming back? You ask him. The sudden change of subject seems to surprise him. I never said never, he answers. I'm sure you'll come back to America one day. Though it won't be for a few years, that's true. Perhaps hoping to distract you from the sudden, melancholy shift in your mood, he says, let's practice using your gift again. Here? Why not? It'll be the last chance we get before arriving at the node. It can be a test of discretion as well as of your metamshionic ability. Inhabit one of the people in this room. Choose anybody you like, but above all, avoid drawing attention to yourself. Airport security staff intensely dislike any sort of unexpected situation that disrupts their routine. You give Zerf a dubious look. You and he are metamshionics. You each have the ability to temporarily transfer your consciousness into the body of another person. You cast your eyes around a room, trying to decide which person will help you to perfect your gift. The departure lounge is crowded with excited American holidaymakers, European tourists returning home, tired businessmen eager to return to their families, teenagers with weighty backpacks. After a few moments you settle on three people that you might inhabit, a man in a suit reading an Italian newspaper, a woman traveling with her two energetic young sons, one of the airport staff, a woman standing behind the desk in front of the boarding gate. The man in the suit, radio button, checked, 1 of 3, the mother of 2, radio button, unchecked, 2 of 3.
So basically, when you come to choices, you'll have to check one and hit next.
The airline attendant at the desk, radio button, unchecked, 3 of 3.
Let's do...
The man in the suit, radio button, checked, 1 of 3.
Yeah, we'll do
the
this.
Next button, you approach the businessman. Show stats. All button. Right,
so I hit next, and let's go a little bit longer here.
You approach the businessman from behind. To transfer your mind into another's body, physical contact is necessary. And so, when nobody is looking your way, you lightly touch two of your fingers to the back of the man's neck. The transfer takes only a moment. Your consciousness streams through the point where skin meets skin. Your vision blurs and fades to brown, then black. And yet, in that same second, you jerk into awareness. The departure lounge around you is unaltered, but everything seems subtly different. You wiggle the fingers on one of your new hands, testing how they move, and you examine the creased skin, the yellow-stained fingernails. You stand, aware of new strength in your limbs. Are you okay? Asks Zev. Behind you, you nod. Your own body is still here, unconscious, or rather, lacking a consciousness. Zev has propped it up on the chair behind your host bodies, so that you simply seem to be asleep. What's your host's name? Asks Zev. You think for a few seconds. The knowledge comes to you instinctively. Giovanni Del Lago, you say, your voice Italian accented. You give a heavy cough, and feel an unfamiliar tightness in your chest. And he's a smoker. Can you tell me anything about Giovanni's family? Again, you pause, but then you shake your head. That's okay. You won't know everything that your host knows. Not yet. Take a look at the newspaper. Do you understand it? You glance over the headline, and skim down the first column of text. A few words. Maybe some of the sense. But that's all. Once more, you look out through the lounge's tall windows, out into the night, and down over the runway below. A tingle like a faint jolt of electricity seems to pass across your forearms. For a few moments, little white and blue dots haunt the edges of your vision. I'm starting to get the prickles again, you tell Ziv. This tends to happen any time you inhabit a host body for more than a minute or two. Already? Ziv seems surprised. That's probably because you're tired. Switch back into your own body. It's almost time for us to board, anyway. You round the row of chairs, and look down at your home body. You think back to the questions I've asked a few minutes ago. What do you see? Next button.
So wait, next.
Next button. Looking down at your home. Show stats button.
And sorry if you can hear stuff in the background. I think Kathy might be waking up soon, so I might wrap this up. But let's go a little bit longer.
Looking down at your home body. Looking down at your home body. Sprawled unconscious on one of the lounge's seats. Your head tilted back. Your mouth slightly open. You see nothing more or less than an 8-year-old child who will spend the next few years living in most unusual circumstances. And with that, a stray thought passes through your mind, a strange presentiment, that, and yet of course I know what's to come. This all happened once before, years and years ago. You push away the curious idea. A strip light flickers overhead, and you glance up at it, and then back down at your comatose form. How would you describe the child who lies before you? You're rather thin, runty boy. You are fair-skinned, with straight brown hair and freckles. Beneath those closed eyelids, your eyes are clear blue. Radio button, checked, 1 of 11, you're a dark-skinned girl.
Yeah, so, there are a bunch of choices here.
You're a dark-skinned girl, tall and thin, with your hair in braids. Radio button, unchecked, 2 of 11, you're a pale, rather overweight young boy. Your cheeks are rosy, and you have a little frown wrinkle between your thick, dark eyebrows. Radio button, unchecked, 3 of 11, you're a tall young girl, taller than most boys your age, a little gangly and awkward, too. Fair-skinned and blonde, you have a Scandinavian look about you. Radio button, unchecked, 4 of 11. You're a Japanese-American girl. You have high cheekbones, and two prominent dimples whenever you smile. Radio button, unchecked, 5 of 11. You're a dark-skinned boy. Though you're only 8 years old, you can pass for 12 or 13. You can talk your way onto the sports teams of older boys, and you win as often as not when you do. Radio button, perhaps your parents were of Scottish or Irish descent. You are a little girl with thick, red, somewhat unkempt hair. Beneath those closed eyelids, your eyes are green and lively. Radio button, unchecked, 7 of 11.
So, yeah, I'll go through these and then I'll let you explore, because there is a lot of branching paths that you can do with these types of stories.
You are a boy with olive skin and a prominent nose and ears. Radio button, unchecked, 8 of 11.
But this is basically how they're played. You read the text, and then you make choices by clicking on these buttons.
You are a blonde little boy with very fair skin. There is something almost angelic about you. Radio button, unchecked, 9 of 11. You are an unusually tall, gangly girl with an undeniable air of awkwardness. Radio button, unchecked, 10 of 11. None of these options describes me. Radio button, unchecked, 11 of 11.
You can click on none of these options describe
next,
me.
Next, none of these options describes me. None of these options describes me. Radio button, checked, next.
Let's just
button.
Try that.
Are you a boy or a girl? A boy. Radio button, checked, 1 of 2. A girl, next, button.
Yeah, okay. Then you can customize things like
a girl,
if I go...
radio button, unchecked, two of, a boy, radio button,
we'll
check,
a,
next, button. Do you wish to enter a few words about your physical description? Yes, radio button, no, yes, checked, next, button. Please enter a brief description of yourself. Text field, next, text field.
Double you can type things edit. In, so if I
text
go
field.
In here...
Braille containers, headings, Braille screen input. Not recognized.
What?
Not recognized.
Uh-huh.
Contain Braille screen input. Not recognized. Not recognized. Dots. Not recognized. Form controls.
Why is it doing that?
Containers. Text field.
Oh.
Double tap to add insertion point. Braille, Braille screen input. T. E. S. T.
Just do that.
Containers. Test. Text field. Next. Button. You reach forward and place a finger against the wrist of your own body. In a moment, your consciousness, your eyes are still, you check, adopted, you reread the information on the passport, adopted, says Zev. You reread the Kenji, radio button, unchecked, 3 of 11.
And then you have more choices.
Andrew, John, what is your real name? You reread the information on the passport, what, John, Andrew, Kenji, Luke, Kareem, Matthias, Duncan, Victor, Ming, oddly enough, my name really is Samuel, radio button, unchecked, 10 of 11. None of these choices is my name. Radio button. Unchecked.
And
11
I think
of 11.
You can customize this again, so if I choose
check.
None.
Next button.
Next.
Please enter your first name. Text field.
So we can
double
do...
tap. Next. But text field.
So we can do...
double tap. Text field. Text field. Double tap to insertion point at end. Braille screen input. T. E. S. T. A man now stands at the ticket containers. Headings. And yet, but you think here, Zev, the next, the urgency on his face, Zev, here, think you, but this didn't happen before, and yet some, show details, a man now stands at the ticket desk.
And, yeah, I think you get the idea, right? So, that's where I'm going to stop.
Home, choice of games.
Because,
double tap to open.
Like I said, I could play this forever, and it is branching, and there's lots of choices. But that should give you an idea of how these types of games work. There are tons of stories, so there should be something for everyone to enjoy. You just have to browse through the catalog. And of course, hosted games, I believe that experience is the same, except you're playing stories that are made by users, not the company itself. So, yeah, hopefully this gives you a good idea of how these work. The site is choiceofgames.com, and of course I'll be putting a link to that in the description. I don't tend to like these quite as much because you just make choices, and I've been spoiled by the real-time games like Timecrest and Lifeline, which use timers to make it more realistic, and these don't have that, so you can just make choices and do those things. But I mean, I guess they do offer quite a bit of replayability, so hopefully you have found this helpful. And of course, if you have any questions, comments, let me know. I will do my best to get back to you. But until next time, you guys take care. Bye.